Welcome to Dream Business Radio, the place to create your dream business now. Get ready for some inspiration, some encouragement, some proven business building strategies, and a couple of new ideas
that you haven't even thought of.
It's time to leave Slow and Steady as She Goes to the other entrepreneurs, because this program is all about speed and fast results. And now, broadcasting from his floating home somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, the dream business coach himself, Jim Palmer.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Captain Jim Palmer, and I'm the Dream Business Coach. Welcome to another fantastic interview here on Dream Business Radio. This is a, I'm going to call this a mindset topic, but it's something that I've touched on in the past. It's something I'm personally familiar with. We're going to be talking about hypnosis, because you know I feel that no matter what strategy, tactic, whatever you're going to learn to market and grow your business, if you don't fix what's going on between your ears, you're on video, you see me tapping my temples. If you don't fix what's going on in your mindset, you will forever be limited as to how much you're going to grow and how much success you're going to achieve. Joshua Peters is my guest today. He is a hypnotist, a coach, and he also has a podcast. Joshua is a hypnotist and coach who helps you find your inner X factor, which is cool, of confidence, so you don't have or feel anxiety, doubt, or fear, and you can crush every area of his life. In his weekly podcast, Super States, he interviews experts in trance and personal development. Joshua works with entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals around the world, based out of his office in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Joshua believes you have the power to transform your life, and he is committed to helping you get the results you want. So, Joshua, welcome to Dream Business Radio.
Wow, thanks, Jim. I appreciate that. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with this. And I've interviewed, so this is, I think this is episode 597. So I've been doing this
nice.
A while.
Yeah.
And I've interviewed hypnotists and mindset experts who use hypnosis as part of their practice. But, you know, people have been following me a while. They know I'm very familiar with this, because I used hypnosis was one of the things I did to boost confidence in my own entrepreneurial journey and get over a fear of public speaking, which helped me go out and do a lot of speaking when I started writing books. So I'm very familiar with it. It was one of those things. It was actually, I'm like, what's going to happen here? You know, I'm
sure. Yeah, right.
It's not new to you. I know it's just me and the hypnosis guy. I better not have dancing like Michael Jackson or something. Because we've all seen those stage shows. Folks, I'm having fun. It's completely different when you're working with a professional.
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Did you get into this? I mean, was this something that you learned for your own personal journey? Or how did you get into being, you know, a hypnotist?
Yeah, well, I first learned about hypnosis at the age of 13 when I found a book on self-hypnosis in my middle school library. And it taught me some kind of basic, simple stuff. There's a technique called I can never remember the name of it. You're relaxing progressive body relaxation or progressive muscle relaxation, where you're relaxing every muscle in your body, either from the top down or the bottom up. And it's a way of helping you to fall asleep, but helping to get into a relaxed, calm state. And I use that all the time growing up to fall asleep or to be more present in a test, that sort of thing. And then I kind of forgot about it for a long, long time.
You read this book and you started practicing it at like 13, 14?
Well, just the real basic stuff. I didn't start practicing really hypnosis, but one of the techniques that the book taught was that progressive muscle technique. So that's the technique that I learned. But all the idea was kind of gestating in the back of my mind. Go ahead.
And then what? So did you go to college to study to be a CPA and then
I had a kind of a left turn in my early part of my life. So I had a child at 19.
Okay.
And I got married, and then I ended up with 5 kids, and I was in the graphics arts field. So I did kind of production fine art for about 10 years. And then I did embroidery art for another few years. And kind of at the end of that length of time, I was probably about 32 and realized I didn't really make any choices to get to where I am. I just kind of went with what was happening. And now I'm in a marriage that's a bad fit. I'm living in a town that I grew up in, but I never wanted to live there. I wanted to get the heck out of there. And but I was there for 20 years, and I'm doing this job that I thought was going to be my dream job, but it's kind of eating away my soul. So I realized things had to change. And but for me, it started with a seminar. You've probably heard of Landmark Forum. So I went to a Landmark Forum. That was a big impetus to starting to get me to shift my mindset, to go from I was in a real victim mindset at the time, where I felt like the world was doing things to me and I had no control over anything. But that really shifted my ideas around that, and I decided to start making choices. So I started kind of pulling myself out of this hole that I had dug by not making choices, by just kind of like doing what life threw at me. So over
Being
about 10
reactive
years,
instead of proactive, right? I mean,
I
it's
exactly, yeah, exactly. Instead of
okay.
like being a victim, I started to become a victorious, I guess you could call it.
Yep.
So I got a new job that was close to my kids so I could spend more time with them. I got a divorce. I quit smoking. I started getting involved with the local community. I started just doing things, following my curiosity. That led me to that led me to learning sideshow arts like eating fire, laying on a bed of nails, escaping from a straitjacket,
Lord.
right? And then I decided to build a show around that. So I toured for about 10 years a family comedy act for festivals that, outdoor festivals that was this based on all these acts. And what I realized in hindsight, as I look back at all that, I had been really stuck with a lot of fear, and the fear was of the future. Like, what if I'm not gonna, maybe I won't be able to do the things I want. Kind of a lot of blah, 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 but a lot of fear of the future. And these sideshow acts are really pretty simple, except that you have to get past the mind fear. Like, it's to lay on a bed of nails is very easy because there's science behind it. No one nail is going to hold very much weight because there's, hundreds of nails and it just spread across there. So it's easy to do, but you have to get across your mind that I'm going to lay on these nails and then somebody's going to stand on top of me. Or eating fire is similar. If you know the techniques, it's relatively safe, but you're still shoving a burning torch into your face. So you have to be able to move past fear. And so that's what I found I was doing, was I was moving past all of these different fears until I got to this point where I was living in Wisconsin this whole time in a small town. And I had kind of done what I could there. I was ready to see what else I could do. And that brought me here to the Twin Cities. But when I did that, my kids didn't want to come with me. And I had one kid just going into high school, another one that was had 2 more years. And so I had a lot of fear on that because being a dad was very, very important to me. And showing up for them, supporting them, that was a huge part of my life for the last 20 years. So I found a hypnotist, and she helped me reframe kind of that whole thing and realize I can still show up for them, even if I'm 4 hours away. I can make it work.
And
And I did.
so that was like a revelation. I'm gonna try and fast forward a little bit because I want to ask you some more questions. So that was where you when you went through that and that woman hypnotist helped you. That was probably like a huge revelation as you looked inward, which a lot of hypnosis is sort of. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, Joshua, is a lot of people that listen to this podcast are entrepreneurs and small business owners, very much like myself, and everybody to one degree or another struggles with fear, imposter syndrome. They don't want to put themselves out there, fear of being criticized, all of that. And hypnosis I owe a lot of my success to being able to channel and put in its appropriate box, you know, some of the
Right.
criticisms and fears, if you will. And
Yeah.
I mean, not only did I get over my fear of public speaking, I became really good at it. I'm selling from the stage, putting on my own 3-day events. None of that would have happened had I not conquered that fear. So if someone's listening right now and they're like, I think I know, I obviously know I should write a book, but yeah, what if there's a mistake? People are gonna laugh. I know I should go
Right.
out and speak, but what if I, you know, I fumble myself and don't know what to say? How does hypnosis help that person?
So there is a couple ways, and one of the things that I like to do is let's remove the name hypnosis from what we're doing, and we're just going to put in the word trance.
Okay.
And the reason that I say that is when you are stuck by fear, anxiety, or worry, you're in a trance state. You're in a fear trance, right? Or a worry trance. So what hypnosis does, or trance does, is it allows you to have a resourceful trance state, a resourceful state. So fear is not resourceful, but confidence or calm is resourceful. So much of what we do is map the resourceful state onto the situations where the non-resourceful state used to be, and that rewires the brain, like literally changes the way neurons are firing in your brain, so that now when you're public speaking in front of an audience, you feel calm, you feel confident, in control, and you just crush it. That's kind of it in a nutshell. What's really nice about what's wonderful about hypnosis is the neuroscience that's there. Like there, we didn't know about the neuroscience years ago, but now we can measure things and we can see, oh, this is what's happening. We're firing off the problem neurons and we're sending them down a new pathway.
You know, one of the things I think, as I told you kind of in the green room before we got going, I've worked with a number of hypnosis and mindset experts, and some of the words for things that are used just have this meaning or conjured up, you know, image. You know, I think of acupuncture in a way, and you think, well, I'm going to be getting stuck with needles. I happen to, at my daughter's insistence, I went to an acupuncturist and
Sure.
really helped me with lower back pain and some other
Yeah.
things. And as I said, I went to hypnosis, but again, there was initial fear. So, how do people get over that? Because is and the other question, so it's a two-parter, is
Yeah.
hypnosis like meditation? A lot of people say, oh, I meditate, which goes into a very calm state. Is that similar or
It's
just kind of skirting it?
similar. So hypnosis, if the one of the definitions is a relaxed focus.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to be relaxed to be in a trance state, but most of the time when you're working with a hypnotist, that's the kind of state that you end up in, because you're, sitting in a comfortable chair, you close your eyes and they guide you deeper and deeper. The difference that I find with meditation and hypnosis is with hypnosis, you have a guide who's helping you get there. Typically, they are creating a session that's specific to you, where like even if it's a guided meditation, those tend to be more generalized, and they also don't take you in as deep a state as hypnosis generally does.
Right. And the thing about working with a hypnotist is when you are in that relaxed meditative state, so to speak, your subconscious is much more open to receiving the appropriate suggestions. And I guess you could do that with yourself, but I found initially, you know, much more valuable and helpful. And then the hypnotist I was working with made these CDs. So then when I he did teach me how to, you know, do self-hypnosis, you could, you know, put some earbuds in and receive those in that relaxed state. That's really the whole thing, isn't it? You've got to be in such a relaxed state that your subconscious brain can be kind of reprogrammed in a way.
It's sort of, I mean, I'll say it's generally true. The reason that I'm hedging a little bit on that is these states are usually created in really high emotional states too.
Okay.
So, like a high emotional state is a great way to throw a subconscious suggestion in, and we do it all the time. Like often as kids. So something really emotional will happen. As kids, we don't know what's going on. And so we kind of make up what we think is real. We make up a belief about ourselves or life, and that becomes like imprinted when that happens. And now we live like that's true sometimes our whole life, right? Like for you, with whatever the occurrence, there's something happened that had initially kind of created that fear of public speaking for you, probably some kind of bad experience in front of an audience. And when you did the hypnosis, likely whatever you did healed that in some way.
Okay. So let's say there's an entrepreneur listening right now and they're dealing with either self-doubt or, the imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
How would you help that person? And I know the second part, my big two-part question is, how long would it take? And I know that's kind of an unknowable, but I think for a lot of people, 2 to 3 sessions can do a lot of work. You may do more work later, but 2 to 3 sessions, do you agree with that or not?
I generally do. So what I have found is it typically takes a little bit more than that to really clear out everything that's related to somebody's issue. So I'll typically do 6 sessions is kind of my basic. But either way, it's relatively short. You know, it's not like you're doing years of therapy. I kind of approach this in 3 steps. When you're in a heightened response, like fear, anxiety response, your nervous system is flowing into a fight or flight state, right? That's why, you know, you feel it in your heart's beating, you're in that fear state. So the first thing that I do is I teach clients how to calm that down, how to calm their nervous system. So this is not hypnosis. These are all the different techniques that are out there that communicate from the body to the mind that you're safe. So
like
that's the first thing. Because the first thing we need to do is kind of get you out of that automatic response.
Right.
So that now we can be with who you really are and not with the chemicals and the hormones that are flowing through your body. So the second thing that we do is we're going to get at what's the unconscious program that's running here, right? What is the automatic thing? It's usually something like a trigger moment happens. So maybe to your, we'll use your example, stand in front of an audience, trigger, or maybe even think about standing in front of an audience. And then you have this automatic reaction of anxiety, fear, worry, which is there to get you out of the dangerous situation. And usually then you decide not to do it. And now you're not in that situation anymore. With this step where we're uncovering what that is, like this is a lot of the hypnotic techniques, all of these things that we're dealing with the past, or we're dealing with different aspects of who you are, getting them all to work together, healing whatever needs to be healed. Now that trigger moment can happen again, and you get to choose how you want to respond. So it comes to shifting those neurons in the brain. Literally, this is the step where we're firing off the neurons, the problem path, and then sending them down a new pathway using these different techniques.
Got it.
That's where we spend a lot of time. But the one more thing that's really important is to identify who you want to be when you're on the other side of all of this, and get that version of you really clear in your mind. So you know what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and then you can step into them. We often get attached to our problems and they become part of who we are. Like Jim, who had trouble public speaking, right? That we don't necessarily want to do that, but a part of our mind attaches the problem to part of us. But it's not us. It's something we might be experiencing. So let's find out who we want to be, get that version of you really clear, powerful, so that it becomes who you are now. The unconscious mind is great at giving you what you want,
yes,
but it thinks that you want what you've always had until you give it a new target.
Yeah. I took this training a long time ago, and where I first heard you have roles. It's not your identity. So if you think one thing or you have trouble in one area of your life, it's not who you are. It's not your identity. That's your one role, right?
Yeah.
Your role is a son, father, husband, you know, author or whatever. So you have different roles, but none of those are who you are, you know, your true identity.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of powerful. So you have a weekly podcast called Super States. It's kind of a cool name, but I'm sure there's some meaning behind it. How do you define what a super state is?
So the podcast came about when I wanted to explore how you can use altered states like hypnosis or like psychedelics or breath work or even different types of like tantra, sexuality. These are all different types of altered states that we can get into where we can use them to for personal or professional development. So they're using these states to become a better person, essentially. And so that's who I talk to. I talk to experts in those types of altered states.
Altered states, interesting. So where is that podcast, by the way? Where can people hear
that? You can find
that?
It on superstatespodcast.com.
Very cool. So what, and I'm sure I know the answer to this, so, but you not everybody has to fly to Minnesota, right? You can work with people over Zoom.
Yeah, absolutely. I work with people all over the country. If you think about it, most of the time with hypnosis, you are either we're just having a conversation or your eyes are closed and you're listening to me talk. So it works just as well online as it does in person.
Interesting. Yeah. So how would you describe your practice? I mean, do you weight loss, stop smoking, and then you also work with more mindset in the business world or whatever comes through the door? Like, what's your practice like?
I mostly work with anxieties, fears, phobias, confidence issues. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the top ones. I don't do a lot of smoking cessation. I don't do a lot of weight loss. I'll do them sometimes, but even those are really managing fear, worries, anxieties, because usually you're smoking because you're stressed or you're eating because you're avoiding feeling emotions or whatever it is that you're, you know, there's usually some underlying, it's not like hypnosis is just going to make you drop weight. There's reasons why you've gained the weight that have to do with how you feel about yourself generally. And so we need to resolve that so that, again, you can crush your life however you want to.
What's the top two or three reasons people, let's say just in the entrepreneurial, what's the top two or three reasons people come to work with you, Joshua?
They want more confidence speaking. So that was a good example that you gave. Mm-hmm. They want to, like, they're trying to find more motivation. Like, they have a project, but they're avoiding it. So procrastination is a big one. And then I guess the last one would be really, it's not necessarily a business oriented idea, but a lot of entrepreneurs come to me to help resolve relationship issues. So maybe they're not present in their relationships. And it's usually because they're overthinking at work or they're stressed out or there's a lot that an entrepreneur is dealing with. Sometimes they let it bleed over into the rest of their life.
Yeah. I think I got time for one more question here. Talk about self-sabotage, which is kind of interesting because it sounds kind of horrendous and evil. Yet I think there are certain things we either do or don't do which keep us from harm, but yet it stops us from growing our business or, you know.
Yeah.
So talk about self-sabotage for a second.
So that's a great way that you just described it. And I talk about self-sabotage because we identify that, like, it's kind of in the culture, self-sabotage. But my personal belief is there is no part of us that's actually trying to mess up our life. Mm-hmm. Everything that our unconscious mind is doing, there is a positive intention behind it. Now, the strategy that the unconscious mind is using to achieve that goal is usually kind of messed up. And so what we do is uncover what is a better way to get there for the unconscious mind to get there and help it move towards that.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, it's been fascinating. I love going into the mind. I think it's so powerful. And it really is. Excuse me. It really is that tripwire, so to speak, to doing really, really big things. I think, you know, entrepreneurs are capable of skirting around success without trying too hard or breaking too much of a sweat. But if you're going to really grow a very successful business, you really got to do a lot of things right. And getting your mindset right is really important. So, Joshua, how can people connect with you and learn more?
The easiest way is going to be my website, xfactorhypnosis.com, where there's links to all my social media. I'm pretty active there. There's links to my podcast there. There's a podcast page right on there as well. And I'll throw one other thing out there. If you go to xfactorhypnosis.com/DBR, there is a gift for the listeners, which is a transformational process that will walk you through eliminating a fear.
Oh, very cool. Thank you. And I'm thinking people are going, what's TBR? No. They already know what that is. Dream Business Radio, folks. Just in case you're slow in the uptake today. Joshua, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate having you on the program today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special interview with Joshua Peters. And you can connect with him at xfactorhypnosis.com/DBR for a free gift. As always, you can connect with me at getjimpalmer.com. But that's it. Until this time next week, another fantastic interview. I'm Captain Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, and you take good care.
Now it's time to go implement what you've learned. Great ideas are nice, but results only happen through action and implementation. So stay focused. Kick all distractions to the curb.
Sleep a little less if you have to.
And create your dream business now so you too can live your dream lifestyle. To learn about building your dream business, join Jim's free Dream Business Facebook community at dreambizgroup.com. That's dreambizgroup.com. See you next week for more Dream Business Radio.